Down class down there, Philip. 150. We have got Ashton Bennett of Ithaca Weston on the mat, and he is taking on River Ridge Cassville's Lane Marshall.
Yep. Sophomore.
And it looks like a pin right away. Boy, that happened quickly for Bennett. He gets a nice, quick hit.
32 seconds, is that right?
Yes, it is. 32 seconds for Ashton Bennett. Good eyes, Henry. We didn't miss that one. Bennett is in the finals for Ithaca Weston at 150 pounds. So a good effort there. Marcus McCauley coaching that one and giving him a high five. Meanwhile, here at 144, Sprosty leading by a score of 7-0, rolling through, trying to get maybe in the up position, but rolls all the way through now. Haney has done a good job of keeping him at bay, so he doesn't score anymore. And again, Sprosty in the down position has been warned for stalling. Haney grabs the far arm. Now slips off and grabs a near wrist, trying for a little leverage here in the match at 144 pounds. And 1 point awarded now to Koenig, again against Frosty. It's 7-1. He's on the board. And the scoring can certainly quickly change. Frosty just wrestling defensively right now.
That's all he's doing, yep.
Koenig grabs that arm, looking for some leverage, and unable to garner that. So breaking away is Sprosty again, 30 seconds remaining. And I think some near fall points are being signaled, yes. So this match might tighten up rather quickly. Koenig's
in trouble, or Sprosty's in trouble.
Sprosty is looking, oh, wow. He was for a second right on flat on his shoulders, gets back to his front. And we'll see as the points are now awarded. 4, make it 7-5. Now the 8 seconds to wrestle. Koenig trying to make a big comeback. Again turns him with about 3 seconds, 2 seconds. The towel person is out. No more points. Thomas Sprosty
hangs
on for a win. Wow.
You know, what's really neat about this, Phil, is you see him in some pure strength. A lot of upper body, lower body. But I tell you what, Sprosty was just hanging on.
He just made it.
He just made it. So
still to come here at Scenic Ridge and Rivers. We will see the upper weight, some of them for the first time. Seth Greeno of DeSoto, a senior who's coming in with a record of 39-2. We will also see wrestlers from the area. We saw Reed Wobschel fall in a match against Samson Degner of Royal. Wobschel will be wrestling back soon at 190 pounds. Hillsborough's Ryan McCoyick will be wrestling in just a little while here in the semifinal matches. And at 285, Bennett Coder of Kickapoo LaFarge will be in action. We'll see him for the first time in a little while, and we'll be able to update you on our next report from Scenic Ridge Rivers. For Hank Bray, I'm Phil Mee, and thank you for joining us for Conference Tournament Saturday at WRCO-FM and Richland Center at WRCO.com.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Surprise the love of your life with a Valentine's Day gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. Choose from stunning rose bouquets, beautiful flower arrangements, box chocolates, candy bouquets, blooming plants, and so much more. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616. Valentine's Day is February 14th. Order early for the best selection. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, your Valentine headquarters.
What if there were a way to be more efficient with less effort, to achieve peak performance with less energy? Well, thanks to Carrier GreenSpeed Intelligence, what if is now what is. A home comfort system with GreenSpeed Intelligence is smarter than your average system. It can run longer at lower speeds to maximize your comfort and your home's energy efficiency. It understands your home and how you live in it. How cool is that? GreenSpeed Intelligence, available only from Carrier. Carrier, turn to the experts.
See Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body, located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
Along with David Wermond, I'm Bill Twining. We are back at the All-SWAL-SWC Conference Clash. SWAL stands for Southwest Wisconsin Activities League, and SWC is Southwest Wisconsin Conference. For 36 years, they've been combined together for this tournament, which began at the UW-Platteville back in 1989, I believe it was. And a couple of stops along the way at Lancaster and Darlington at one point. And then it began rotating between Mineral Point and then eventually Richland Center and Prairie du Chien. And this, I think, is the second time they've had the tournament here at Prairie, David.
Yeah, I believe so. We've been here both times now.
Yep.
Nice facility, plenty of room. Do a good job.
We are happy to be here, privileged, and if you're a Mineral Point fan, you're not privileged right now because we have to share that there is a defeat on the mat. It comes at 138 pounds, and it looks like Connor Brimeyer of Cuba City Benton Southwestern will finish off a major decision against sophomore Mason Scullion of Mineral Point. That is a 10-1 final score for Brimeyer, and Scullion will drop out of the championship bracket. Need to bring you up to date on some scores in the upper weight, David. Maybe you can keep an eye on a match that we can follow. But in the upper weights, I don't think we reported some scores. There were no first-round matches at 144 pounds. At 150, Jake Kramer of Prairie du Chien posted a victory. Ty Larson was a technical fall winner for River Valley over Ronaldo Hernandez-Garcia of Richland Center. And Aiden Friesen of Iowa Grant Highland was a pin winner over Dodgeville's Braden Cusum. At 157, Cody Yoder of Dodgeville scored a fall over Cuba City Benton Southwestern's Jackson Dressler. Also with wins by tech falls, both of them, Sawyer Dannenberg of Mineral Point, Job Wetter of Boscobel Wazika Steuben. Wetter's tech fall at the expense of Richland Center sophomore Alex Boutain. At 165, Jonas Lobato of Darlington Blackhawks was a pin winner over Chance Johnson of Boscobel Wazika Steuben. One other match in the first round at 165 goes to River Valley senior Hunter Alt with a pin over sophomore Dane Schwartz of Richland Center. No first-round matches at 175 pounds, eight men in the bracket. At 190, a couple finals to report. Clayton Yana of Mineral Point with a pin over Dodgeville's Brady Godfrey. Clark Pritchie of Prairie du Chien pins Richard Bryant, a junior from Boscobel Wazika Steuben. 215, a pin win for Ethan Bindle of Richland Center. I think we had that one live over Tanner Degenhardt of Iowa Grand Highland. And Mason Johnson of Boscobel Wazika Steuben, a 29-second pin upset over senior John Qualley of Dodgeville. There were no first-round matches at 285, which brings us around to the quarterfinals. We have some finals to report in that round, but David, do you have any match you want to call for?
Yeah, we got a couple matches out here. We got Oliver Harkes, freshman, Belmont-Platteville, and we talked a little bit about Belmont-Platteville, that they're going to be in the mix here, and he's up 9-0 over the junior Mason Schulte of River Valley. And that is into the third period. And then down on mat one, Dodgeville's Hawken Peterson, the junior, is leading 10-1. And he's up against Colton Williams of Iowa Grant Highland. Mat two has Jacob Dannenberg of Mineral Point, the sophomore. He's leading 2-1 against Brody Blackthorn, a junior from Cuba City Benton Southwest. And it looks like Mason Schulte's match comes to an end with a 9-0 victory in favor of Oliver Harkes, Belmont-Platteville.
And that was at 144?
144.
Yep. Wow. I know nothing about this Oliver Harkes, but he's a freshman from Belmont Flatfield. And Mason Schulte had 28 wins to his credit coming into that match.
Yeah, he was a strong kid there. I watched most of that match there, and Harkes was having his way at times with Mason. And he's something to watch. Looks like Håkon Peterson's going to get a win down there.
What?
With his tech ball. 16-1. Another win for the junior. Increases his tally to 40-0 as a junior.
In fact, he's still unbeaten in his high school career, David.
Okay.
He was 44-0 as a freshman, 25-0 last year as a sophomore. And this year, as you said, 40 wins to his credit. He has yet to be beaten. The one man who came the closest is here at this tournament, however, in a different weight class. It's Dylan Weigel of Belmont Flatfield, who's wrestling at 138. Those two met in the tournament earlier this year, and Peterson beat him 3-2, a sudden victory. That would have been a match I'd like to see on tape somewhere.
Yeah. We've got Ty Larson of River Valley, the sophomore. He's out there against Mason Ulrich of Belmont Flatville. Another tough wrestler we've seen around, 30-11. Owen Sefrud, Darlington Blackhawks. We haven't mentioned those guys yet, but another tough senior that's doing very well this season, 33-0. He's up against Jake Kramer, the freshman from Curtisine, and he has a 10-1 lead. Back to Ty's match, Ty Larson, River Valley. He is currently down 3-0, and we are exactly 1 minute through the first period. Keep an eye on that match here as we give Bill a chance to catch up. As Larson is under a minute now, down 3-0, trying to, hard as just to stay to his stomach there as Ulrich got a leg hook, trying to flop that hip over as he's trying to rotate those shoulders, expose them for a near fall, but Larson does a good job fighting through that. Doesn't seem to have given up any near fall. Now he's trying to work out. Both guys are on the edge of the mat. You're not aware of the edge of the mat wrestling is way different than it used to be, too. It is very similar to college wrestling. Get reset here, 20 seconds to go in the first period. Ulrich maintains control from the top side. He's riding the right side of Larson as he's got Ty flattened out on his belly. Ty's trying to get his hands out front as Ulrich looks like he's got an arm bar. Now he's going to get a tilt here, trying to get himself a couple near fall here, but he's not going to quite have enough time as the last second ticked off. Not able to expose Ulrich's shoulders to the mat, so the score stays 3-0 here at the end of the first period. Keep an eye on, jump over here on mat three as we see Wyatt Knockreiner, senior from River Valley, up against Cody Yoder from Dodgeville, also another senior.
I'll keep an eye on that one for you.
You can keep both eyes on it if you want to.
You know what? I think that's a good idea.
All right.
I'll keep all four eyes on that man.
Back to Ty Larson as he continues the battle now on top. He's in control as he's going to give up the, yeah, maybe not. Well, he looks like he is going to get fight through that, but Bullock was able to jump back across the body, and he gets a reversal, and he's getting near fall. 1:30 to go in the second period. A lot of time on the clock. Ulrich, tough for Ty to fight off the bottom there, but he's able to break that hold, gets back to his stomach. 3 points is awarded, so a 9-0 lead now for Ulrich, Belmont Flatville. Looks like Wyatt's got some blood time.
I kept my four eyes on that mat. He kept his nose on the mat. It resulted in a nosebleed. He does have a 3-0 lead, however.
And Ty Larson finds himself battling again from the bottom, and he ends up giving up the pin. Looks like it's going to be a 301 pin for Mason Ulrich, the senior of Belmont Flatville. That is at 150 pounds. Jump over to Wyatt's match as he's all cleaned up back at the center here as he's in control on the top side. Be able to flatten Yoder back to his stomach. Working an arm bar on the right side, 6.5 in on the left. Yoder's able to block that. He keeps that armbar in, though. Now he's just taking a risk, trying to walk around. Get 45 seconds. Got to get a turn here if he can get some near falls. Good armbar, but Yoder's doing a good job staying to his stomach. Making it hard for Wyatt. Now he's trying to get that shoulder popped over. He's got just under 30 there. He gets some near fall here. He's getting the count. He's going to add something. Going to get some near fall here, it looks like. Yoder doing a good job there. Yoder, a senior from Dodgeville, fighting out of that. Wyatt's still in control. A little messy here, but he's able to slide back. Still covering. Going to get the near fall. Just don't want to give up an escape here. Second picking off, and he does get the four near fall. So a nice job there, and he kept control as time runs out with a 7-0 lead.
This season, Wyatt Knockreiner wins the championship at the Wanakee Warrior Invitational back in December. He was third at the Richland Invitational, fourth at Bi-State. High watermark there for Knockreiner. Nice performance. Runner-up at the River Valley Tournament in January. Did not wrestle at the Sauk Prairie Eagle invite, but he's wrestling now, looking good, a 7-0 lead.
And now we start the second period as he's in the bottom. He comes to his feet. Warning is called against Yoder as he's not taking Wyatt back to the mat. He's got to return him to the mat. Now the warning is against Wyatt. Neither wrestler was doing much there as they were on their feet. Yoder was behind Knockreiner. Neither wrestler returning to the mat. Both wrestlers have been warned. There's a nice switch for Wyatt. He's got Yoder on his back. He's going to get the near fall. Stay between those legs. Now get your half Nelson in. Got the shoulders turned, exposed, getting near fall. Adam Guthrie, another one of our officials, doing a good job. Lots of time on the clock there for Wyatt. He can just sit there. Got near fall wrapped up. Trying to get those shoulders turned to get a little tighter. Now he's in behind the head with his leg. Got to get back around to the backside there. Cover the hip. Hips down on the mat. He's still in control. Now he's got a good pinning combination in, it looks like. Under a minute to go now. 9-0. This is a 157-pound quarterfinal match. Certainly has near fall wrapped up here. Trying to look for a pin there. And the heart there, he got her tightened up, and there's a pin as Adam slaps the mat. We had a pin in 3:32.
Nice win for Wyatt Knockreiner of River Valley. We're following the fortunes of River Valley, Riverdale, Richland Center, Boscobel, Waseca, Steuben, Iowa Grant, Highland, Mineral Point, Dodgeville, in particular here at this all-SWAL-SWC conference clash. We will take a break. Back with more in a moment. This is Conference Wrestling Saturday on WRCO Sports.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
Hello, this is Added Touch Floral on Main Street. Let us help make your Valentine's special this year with a beautifully arranged bouquet by Ashley and Samantha. We also have candy bouquets, stuffed animals, a large selection of wines, balloons, and candles. Give us a call at 647-2319 or order directly on our website at addedtouchfloral.com. Don't be that guy who forgot Valentine's Day and order early to enter our $250 giveaway to Open Season, JJ Walsh, or Added Touch Floral. Check our Facebook page. We look forward to making this day special for your Valentine.
Hunters and outdoor enthusiasts, get ready for the annual Driftless Area Deer Classic. It's happening Saturday, February 22nd from 9 to 5 at the Richland Center Community Center. Bring in your deer head for a chance to win a gun. Plus, check out exciting vendors, bucket and gun raffles, and a trail camera photo contest. Got sheds? Bring them along. They're welcome, but they won't be scored. Enjoy great food and drinks while swapping stories with fellow hunters. Admission is just $5, and kids 16 and under get in free. Want to get a head start? Pre-register Friday night, February 21st from 5 to 9 p.m. or Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon. For more details, call 475-4963. Don't miss the Driftless Area Deer Classic Saturday, February 22nd at the Richland Center Community Center.
Action at the All-SWAL SWC Conference Flash at Prairie du Chien High School. We're in the quarterfinals. A lot of scores to report, but David, let's pick up on Job Wetter wrestling at 157 for the Boscobel Wazika Steuben team against second-seeded Tyson Imhoff of Iowa Grand Highlands.
Yeah, end of the first period, is a 3-0 lead for Imhoff. Iowa Grand Highland, as Bill mentioned. Joyce is going to go to Joe, and he is going to take top position. Off the whistle he goes. He does a nice breakdown on Imhoff, flattens it out, trying to control the weight. It's out to the left side, now down on a wrist with an ankle. As Imhoff comes to his feet, Joe tries to do a lift and dump. And Imhoff does a nice job. He's maintained his balance, breaks that hold, gets the escape, takes his lead up now 4-0. He works the edge of the mat. This guy's trying to circle back in. Back away, reset, works their way back to the middle. Attempt at a double leg there for Wetter as Imhoff is able to crawl back, comes around, covers the hips, gets the takedown. 3-point takedown up now. 7-0. In control here. Right at 1 minute to go in the second period. Got a good breakdown for Imhoff. Now he's trying to lock up the cradle. Got had it locked up there, but Wetter is able to break that hold. Works back to his knees. Warning there against Wetter as he's on the bottom. Imhoff comes off to the side. Looks like he may be looking for a near side cradle knife. Jumps back over the top. Trying to cover those hips as Wetter's able to come to his feet. But Imhoff takes him, circles him right back to the mat. Near the edge of the mat now. 25 seconds going in the second period. 157-pound quarterfinal match. Left one at the edge of the mat is Imhoff still in control. Working those wrists underneath, takes a peek at the clock. 10 seconds to go here, up 8-0. Just got to get moving here. No more activity. At the end of the two, there is choice. Imhoff's choice. He's going to take bottom, up 8-0. Going to the third period. 2 minutes set on the clock. Optional start is Wetter. Just trying to cover up the head. Got into a front headlock. Trying to work that near side. Now he's trying to throw. 1 point escape goes Imhoff as both guys on their feet, facing each other, circles back into the middle of the mat. 9-0 lead here, 1:35 to go in the match.
The other two matches being wrestled and the varsity mats are also in the same weight class, 157. It is a 4-1 lead for Bryce Lenzendorf of Prairie du Chien over Sawyer Dannenberg, the freshman from Mineral Point. The other mat finds Ryder Zansevich of Fenimore, extending his lead now a 6-2 advantage over Tyler Kiesemore of Belmont-Platteville. And Kiesemore completely off the mat as Zansevich gets back points in addition to the takedown. But all these matches being wrestled concurrently at 157.
Tyson is able to add himself another takedown, so he's up 12-1 as he releases Wetter. They end up working their way off the mat back to center in neutral position. 45 seconds on the clock, 12-1 lead now for Imhoff. Good match out there for the senior from Iowa Grand Highland up against the junior, Boscobel Wazika Subin. Another takedown here is going to be awarded to Imhoff. Going to get him up by 14. 25 seconds on the clock. Going to release Letter. Looking for another takedown, get that tech ball. Attempt at a throw there for Letter. Off the edge of the mat, takedown goes to Imhoff. Receives that tech ball with a score of 18-2.
Do a little bit of a recap here, and then we'll take a break and have some more live action from Kirby Duchene. The quarterfinal round at 106 pounds, top-seeded Memphis Burkhalter of Mineral Point had a bye. William Prattville of Lancaster with a victory over Kirby Duchene's Keaton Achenbach. Blake Faust of Dodgeville, a senior, defeats freshman Wyatt Schramm of Riverdale with a pin. And second-seeded Griffin Wanewski of Iowa Grand Highland is a pin winner over David Argelis of Darlington Blackhawk. Quarterfinals at 113, top-seeded Shane Rashawn of Dodgeville, second-seeded Hunter Reed of Prairie du Chien post-victories. Lennon Ewert of Mineral Point was a major decision winner over Richland Center freshman Caden Stibbe. And Carson Bassett of Fenimore logged a tech ball over James Schramm of Riverdale. At 120 pounds in the quarterfinals, Ethan Hady of Richland Center used just 33 seconds to pin Austin Schulte of Darlington Blackhawk. Ashton Udelhoven of Boscobel Wazika Steuben was the pin winner. He moves on, as does Liam Carey of Mineral Point over freshman Hunter Wilkinson of Riverdale. And second-seeded Cade Birchman advances with a major decision into the semifinals. Quarterfinal results at 126. Rhett Spurley of Dodgeville, the top seed, scores a tech ball. Second seed, Briggs Weigel of Belmont Flatville, a pin over sophomore Brock Barrett of Richland Center. Also advancing were Elliot Kite of Mineral Point and Lucas Christensen of Iowa Grand Island. 132 in the quarterfinals, top seeded Lakota Brewer, a sophomore from Riverdale, scores a tech ball over Sawyer Swatick of Fenimore. Brewer into the semifinals, where he is joined by Sammy Springer of Mineral Point, Bryce Buxton of Cuba City Benton Southwestern, and second-seeded Porter Kossman of Kirby Duchene. Buxton's win at the expense of Iowa Grand Highland freshman Hayden Altman. And at 138, we can tell you that quarterfinal winners were top-seeded Dylan Weigel of Belmont Flatville, second-seeded Brody Meese of Riverdale, third-seed Mason Hurd of Kirby Duchene, and also Connor Brimeyer of Cuba City Benton Southwestern. Brimeyer was a 10-1 winner over the fourth seed Mason Scullion of Prairie du Chien. Meese's win, a pin over a senior Kyle Wassinger of Richland Center, who had won his opening round match but then lost in the quarterfinals. And Dylan Weigel's victory came at the expense of senior Aiden Bedward of Iowa Grand Highland.
That one, Bill, we have Hunter Ulf of River Valley. He's up against the junior from Iowa Grand Highland, Jackson Busty. He's himself now down 9-2. And on his back is Jackson Busty is looking for a pin. 35 seconds on the clock to go there. Hunter's just got to fight through there and get to the next period and see what happens. There's the pin for Busty. Pin in 1 minute and 37 seconds.
Moments earlier, Brady McCartney of Lancaster scored a fall against sophomore Emmett Collins of Mineral Point. Let's take a break. We'll be back with more from Prairie du Chien in just a moment. This is Conference Wrestling Saturday on WRCO Sports.
Riverdale Ag is here to serve your cropping needs. They offer a full line of crop protection products along with dry and liquid fertilizers. Dave and his prompt professional staff offer feed, seed, fertilizer, chemical, grain elevator, and application. Partnering with farmers since 1983, Riverdale Ag Services, Southwest Wisconsin's whole farm supplier. Farmers that are shopping around for fertilizer in these times need to give Riverdale Ag a call for competitive pricing and great service. 739-3103.
Quartz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. we are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
At Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock, Ryan understands that unexpected moments can leave your vehicle in need of some tender, loving care. But here's the good news. Fixing those dents and scratches shouldn't cost you a fortune. Give Ryan a call at 583-0105 and let them take care of your auto body needs without breaking the bank. Don't let a little fender bender turn into a financial headache. Call Ryan at Larson Collision and Paint today. Your wallet and your vehicle will thank you.
Brouhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Providing single origin coffees with unique blends from around the world, they are dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. They use superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. Available at a variety of locations throughout Southwest Wisconsin, head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brouhaha Roasters coffee today.
And David, believe it or not, I have located the team sports.
You have?
Usually I rely on you for that. I decided to step it up a bit.
I gotcha.
At Prairie du Chien. And we can tell you that leading the team score right now is Mineral Point with a sizable lead over second place Iowa Grand Highland. Midway through the quarterfinal round, Mineral Point has 150 and second place Iowa Grand Highland, 96.5. Fenimore in third, 92.5, followed by Darlington Blackhawks, 78, and Belmont Platteville, 62.5. Right now, Riverdale in sixth place, 55.5. Prairie du Chien seventh with 50, and Richland Center eighth, 47, a one-point lead over Dodgeville. Baskerville right now, 11th. And River Valley at the moment bringing up the rear. See how things go as we are in the upper weights now in the quarterfinal round. Have some results to share with you. And then, David, maybe we can pick up on a match or two. At 144 pounds, Hawken Peterson of Dodgeville was the Tech Fall winner over Colton Williams of Iowa Grand Highland. Colton Collison of Fenimore was the winner, as was Oliver Huckus, an impressive-looking freshman from Belmont Platteville, who defeated River Valley junior Mason Schulte 9-0. Huckus advances. Schulte drops into the consolation bracket. Second-seeded Rowan Carey of Mineral Point advanced with a victory as well. 150, Owen Seffrud of Darlington Blackhawk with a win. Jacob Dannenberg, Mineral Point sophomore, with a victory over Brody Blackburn of Cuba City Benton Southwestern. Mason Olerich was a pin winner over sophomore Ty Larson of River Valley. And Siler Zansavich advances with a pin over Iowa Grand Highlands' Hayden Friesen. 157, Wyatt Knockreiner of River Valley, the top seed with a pin. You heard that match just moments ago. Also scoring victories were Ryder Zansavich of Fenimore, Bryce Lenzendorf of Prairie du Chien, and Tyson Imhoff of Iowa Grand Highlands. The latter, a Tech Fall over Baskerville, Wazika Steuben Jr., Job Wetter. You have anything for us out there right now, David?
Well, we have a decent match down here in Mat 1, Iowa Grand Highlands' Gavin Hinderman.
Okay.
8-3 lead over Clayton Yannon of Mineral Point. And I have to guess these guys have wrestled each other a few times. But it's been a pretty good match. It is a five-point lead, as I said, for Hinderman. But sophomore Yana is done well in battling through this match. In on a double leg now, and he has to give up to a single, come to his feet as he's looking to get Hinderman to the mat, but Hinderman just muscles through for a headlock. Now he's got Yana on his back. He's going to get takedown, near fall, and a pin. So it started out as a good match, but it ended on a very good note for Hinderman of Iowa Grand Highlands as he takes a pin there in the second period. It'd be a 341-10.
341 for Gavin Hinderman. his brother Brock is not wrestling today, and hopefully we'll get a chance to see him next weekend. David and I will be at Mineral Point for the Division III regional there. Phil is going to be at Richland Center, I believe, next week, as Richland Center hosts the regional, and River Valley will be at the Dodgeville regional. So we may have to figure out how to divide three different ways next weekend. Keeping our eyes open for Mason Jelinek. Hopefully we can get his match on the air before we break, before we send it away to Royal. Mason had a bye in the first round and has a second-round matchup in the quarterfinals against Colin Christ of Darlington Blackhawk. Blake Brickle of River Valley with a match as well this round against Fenimore senior Drew Krubel.
Yeah, he's on deck, Phil, on mat two. Our closest team we're watching right now is on mat three. Our Grand Highlands, Jackson McGuire, a senior, up against Nolan Hanke, a junior from Lancaster. Hanke is up 8-1 here with just seconds to go in this first period. Keeping on that match, and hopefully if we can get Jelinek is on deck on that mat after this one. So.
Suffice it to say, David, I will not be calling the Blake Brickle-Drew Krubel match. I have enough trouble saying Blake Brickle. Imagine what I drew with Drew Drubel. But Blake Brickle and Drew Krubel, if we have a chance, that one's all yours.
All right. Get into the second period here. Still 8-1 lead for Hanke. McGuire is trying to do a Gramby roll, trying to sit through, but Hanke is able to block that. Now, McGuire is able to pop to his feet, but there's a little toss there from Hanke as he does a little upper body toss there. Not able to put McGuire on his back as McGuire is trying to work through that. Neither wrestler is in very good position here, although Hanke, I guess, would be considered because he's on top and in control. Now he's just got himself a good old arm bar. Gets his hips down facing the mat, head up off the mat. Good technique there for Hanke as he's looking for a pin with just over a minute to go. He's up 8-1, near fall coming to be awarded yet. There's a pin, so we're going to get Mason on the mat here shortly. With a pin for Nolan Hanke and an even 3 minutes on the clock. That is at 175.
Some results at 165, David. Top-seeded Tristan Stelt of Fenimore has a pin victory. Brady McCartney of Lancaster pins Emmett Collins of Mineral Point. Landon Bush of Cuba City Benton Southwestern scores a 10-3 victory over Carter Simmons of Prairie du Chien. And Jackson Bussey of Iowa Grand Highland pins Hunter Alt of River Valley, pin time 137. We may be able to get a little bit of this Mason Jelinek match in at 190. It's just starting against Colin Christ of Darlington Blackhawk.
Yeah, it looks like it should be a pretty good match there, senior Jelinek and Chris, a sophomore, record 17-9. Guys just into this match here, sizing each other up as a doing a little head ties, trying to get inside control is Mason. Darlington Blackhawk is one of those teams we don't see a lot through the season. Don't know a lot about them. Same with Belmont Platteville.
Cuba City Benton Southwestern.
Correct. Teams we just don't see that much up in our area, but good programs, big, strong kids. Belmont Platteville, they're Darlington Blackhawks, there are no slouches for still strong-looking kids. 1 minute into the period here and still no score. Jelinek and Chris. Blake Brickle, Drew Krubel will be up shortly as Matt 2 is down to the last 15 seconds. There's the first takedown for Chris of Darlington Blackhawks as he's able to get a drag by on Jelinek. 3-0 lead here with 35 seconds to go in the first period. Chris rides to the right side. Going, tries to hold his base there, stay in good position. Now he gets Chris over the top there. He's trying to roll through, but Chris is draped down over the shoulders. Not a very good position. Hip down on the mat. Now Jelinek trying to fight underneath those legs, trying to break the control. Running out of time here. We're under 10 seconds. Not going to be able to score one here. He's going to be down 3-1, 3-0 at the end of the first period.
And actually, we need to take a break and send it away to Royal High School. We'll let you know how Mason Jelinek did. Hopefully, he can come back from the 3-0 deficit. But for now, for David Wermond, I'm Bill Twining, back with more after the news at noon. This is Conference Wrestling Saturday on WRCO Sports.
Did you know you can buy used rental equipment at All American Do It Center? That's right. As we keep our rental inventory fresh for our customers, it's time to sell used rental equipment and tools. Our inventory includes skid steers and excavators, trailers, lifts and scaffold, lawn and garden equipment, concrete, air and power tools, and so much more. Visit our website and find rental equipment for sale or stop in the rental department at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Got stumps? Call Titus Osborne today for a free estimate. With over 15 years of professional stump grinding and removal experience, Titus is insured and ready to handle your project. Don't let those stumps linger. Get the removal scheduled before spring. Customer satisfaction is a must, and Titus is committed to providing fast, reliable, no-hassle service. Call 608-604-7757 now for all your stump removal needs. 604-7757. Titus Osborne, your go-to expert for stump removal.
From high-quality seeds to specialized feed, Lime Ridge Ag Supply is here for you. Is your farm ready for next season? I'm Taylor Fearing with Lime Ridge Ag. We offer Rob Seco seeds and custom blends tailored to maximize your yield. Our skilled agronomists are here to help you every step of the way. For your livestock, we provide top feed brands including ADM ShowTech, Biozyme VitaFirm, and Early Bird Show feeds with trusted names like Umbarger, Sunglow, and Linder. We're here to help find the perfect feed for your operation. Lime Ridge Ag Supply, your partner in feed, seed, and success. Reach out today to get started on your farm's next steps.
I'll be. That's one talented rooster.
Nope. Just ready for fall fun at Chicken Ridge Farm. You heard him. Chicken Ridge Farm is opening for the fall season in September of 2025. Bring the whole family for fresh air, farm fun, and memories that'll last a lifetime. Chicken Ridge Farms thanks everyone for a great year and looks forward to seeing you this year. Check Facebook for the latest updates and don't miss out. Chicken Ridge Farms wishes all the area student athletes the best.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally.
KJ Cold Storage. We have to the next round. The semifinals have been completed, and we have some wrestleback round action going on right now here at Royal High School. They are motoring things along. When we last left you, we were at 150 pounds, and we'll recap how it went. Ashton Bennett of Ithaca Weston with a 32-second fall over Lane Marshall of River Ridge Cassville, and his next opponent will be Kai Pekonen, who scored a win. Brookwood gets the win over Garrett Dragon of Royal in 50 seconds. Moving to 157, Royals' Turner Calhoun with a victory. He scored a pin in 3 minutes, 2 seconds over Dylan Hemmersbach of Kickaboo Lafarge, and Trenton Baldwin of DeSoto scored a win in 4 minutes, 20 seconds by fall. At 165, Peyton Krager, DeSoto, scores the win by pin over Landon Udelhoven of River Ridge Cassville. And a nice day for Ithaca Weston's Nolan Waldner, who came out strong with a 17-6 victory against Jackson Bender of Royal. So Krager and Waldner will wrestle for the championship here at Royal High School. At 175, Seth Greeno DeSoto with a 31-second fall over his opponent, Deacon McDonough. And that was, again, 31 seconds. The next opponent for Greeno will be Lakota Webster, who scored an 11-1 win over Emerson Murray of Royal. Webster of DeSoto in the upcoming championship against his teammate, Oh, yeah. Webster and Greeno, both of DeSoto, will be in the finals. You don't see that every day.
Yeah, DeSoto will probably win that one.
They might. That's the most astute thing you've said all day, Henry Gregg.
Looks like it was snowing out.
Yeah, but it was snowing. Thank you. Yeah. 190 pounds, it was Keegan Colden of DeSoto scoring the win at a pin time of 1:01 over Sam Wiedmeyer of Brookwood. And Caden Coleman of Ithaca West, and he came out strong with a 3:08 fall over Samson Decker of Royal. It's Coleman and Colden in the finals at 190 pounds. 215 pounds, Ryan McCoyick, Hillsboro, at his first match in the semifinals and scored a win by pin in 46 seconds over Ashton Krubel of River Ridge Cassville. And Justin Overt of DeSoto scored a 4-0 win over Trenton Fry of Royal. Overt and McCoyick, a Hillsboro DeSoto match in the 215-pound weight class. And at 285 pounds, from Kickable Lafarge, Bennett Coder with a 3:07 pin over Brizick Steen of Royal. And his opponent, Coder, will be wrestling against Braden Peterson of DeSoto in the finals. Peterson scored a win by pin over Grayson Stebbins of Brookwood in 50 seconds. That takes us back to the wrestleback rounds, where Ithaca Weston's Carrick Thompson came out strong and wrestled a great match against his opponent. And that was Cyprian Klein of Cashton. And Thompson scores a tech ball, 17-0 in the second period. We're also watching a 120-pound match that just ended, and it was a win for, looks like, North Crawford Seneca.
Yeah.
Atkins. So Atkins, Jameson Atkins, moves on after his win against Calvin Marks.
No, I'm sorry, that was Kickaboo Lafarge. Wasn't that the one that?
Right in front of us here, Kickaboo Lafarge.
Is that 126?
Oh, it said 120 on the clock.
Oh, it did. Okay.
Well, that would have been Atkins then. I think 126, we're going to see a couple of matchups here in just a little bit. DeSoto is out on the mat to take on their opponent from Royal, and these are the two teams that are probably going to be fighting for the team title. And we haven't seen any team scores.
This is Wopat and Rogers. Wopat from Royal and Rogers from DeSoto, it looks like, Bill.
Okay. So that is one of the consolation round matches. And then the other one, I think we've got another wrestler out there from Kickaboo Lafarge. So we'll pick up on that in a little bit here.
Kanoa Rogers from DeSoto, who is 29-17.
So Rogers, in the earlier action, was beaten by Parker Milsna of Cashton. So he comes out, Kanoa Rogers, and he's got his opponent on his back, and he scores the win.
And that's Easton Wopat.
So nice win for Rogers, having just been defeated not very long ago today. He advances into the next match in a placement possibly for third place for Kanoa Rogers. He's wrestled well for his coaches today. Again, a tough loss in the previous match, but comes back strong. And it's all about lessons and getting ready for next week.
It is.
They were really worried. Again, it is snowing here in Elroy. Maybe not where you're at today, but it is here. They were really worried about this tournament and what the scenarios were if they did postpone it. They were talking about maybe Monday night or Tuesday night, probably Tuesday, so people could have the weekend to make weight, you know, by Tuesday. I'm glad they're able to get it in because that would have been not so good. But they wanted to get the matches in, and we were in on the thread, and all the coaches said the same thing. We need the work before the regional next week because it's a long time between matches.
Right. And, you know, and the coaches are actually taking this opportunity to coach their kids more that you see now when they come off the mat, win or lose. So.
Yeah, well, that's a good time to do it, no doubt about it. Royal on the mat now in front of us. That's Cameron Powell. He lost his first match today to Cashton Gazda of Brookwood. And his opponent looks like as Alec Mulholland, I believe, of North Crawford Seneca.
Yep.
At 132 pounds. So that one underway.
And then at the other end, I have I believe that's Hillsboro's Gajewski against Kickaboo Lafarge Culver.
All right, well, let's watch that. It is
Ronan Culver, right?
Ronan Culver, who was defeated in his first match, but then came back to score a 1:53 pin against Aiden Brown of New Lisbon. Gajewski with a win in his first match, 6-1, but then lost by pin to Lucas Orloff of Pecatonica Argyle, so thus falls back to the Russell Act for third place. And that match is in the third period, it would appear, right now. And a 5-4 lead. And that is for Gajewski, I believe.
Yes. Yep.
Gajewski is in the up position. Turning back in is Culver. Culver grabs the knee on the near side. Looks like
he scored two for reverse.
No. So that makes it a 7-4 match. Again, Culver on the near side. He's leading that match.
Is he leading that match?
It looks like it, yeah. Culver tries to score the cradle right now and unable to secure that. Gajewski, again, a couple of experienced wrestlers going on. Culver, you know, you talk about freshmen and sophomore wrestlers, they have a lot more experience than they used to, that's for sure.
Right, yep.
Lots more tournament action and whatnot, and a lot more mat savvy. And Culver right now trying to score a win in this consolation round match to get to a possible third place. Some of the weight classes, we'll see somebody automatically go to third place. Three wrestlers in a 106-pound weight class today. That's the only one that's like that, but certainly now trying a throw on the near side is Culver. They're out of bounds, and they'll be back to the center of the mat. And the Hillsboro wrestler a little bit shaken up afterwards. They're going to give him a little time to walk it off and back to the center of the mat. Looks like just 8 seconds remaining in that match. So Culver in the up position. Tries to ride it out. McCoy, I should say Gajewski, turns in. And he's almost getting a chance for a reversal, but now holding him at bay as Culver had that arm straight across the chest. And he is able to score the win here.
He did, too.
7-4. Culver gets the win. Ronan Culver with his hand raised here, and he'll move on to face Kenora Rogers of DeSoto in the next round of wrestling.
Ronan actually has a sister, Braylon, that plays for Kickapoo basketball team, and I met her the other night.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, we saw Kickapoo play earlier this year on one of our broadcasts. Seems like a long time ago. it was only a few weeks ago, but
right,
we've covered a lot of games
since
that time. Let's take time out. We'll be back with more here. Again, the consolation round matches are continuing. And we'll be back with more in a moment to Royal High School on WRCO and WRCO.com.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Hello friends, Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Welcome back to Royal High School. It was a quick finish just a little bit ago. Hunter Moe comes out and scores a win for Ithaca Weston in a consolation wrestle back His opponent was Luca Appleby of Kickapoo Lafarge. So Mo moves on and will be wrestling Travis Hefmeister of Royal in the match for third place coming up in just a little bit. We can set the stage for some other matches that are going to be happening here in the finals, and we'll have coverage this afternoon on WRCO. I think the plan is take a little bit of a break after this round and give the officials a little break and breather, and then bring it back with the finals,
right,
and then the wrestle back to third place. And we'll look forward to that coming up here this afternoon. But 144, Derek Franz of Ithaca Weston will be in the finals. His opponent will be Thomas Sprosty. So a good matchup there. Then following that will be Ashton Bennett of Ithaca Weston at 150 pounds going for the championship against Kai Pekkonen of Brookwood. Good upper weight representation for Ithaca Weston, the Jackrabbits. Nolan Waldner will be in the finals at 165 pounds against Peyton Krager of DeSoto. And DeSoto's got a good representation in the upper weights, as we mentioned. Greeno and Webster, teammates, will wrestle for the title at 175. At 190, Ithaca Weston's Caden Coleman will go for a Scenic Ridge and Rivers title against Keegan Colden of DeSoto. At 215, Ryan McCoyick of Hillsboro goes for a championship against DeSoto's Justin Obert. And Kickapoo Lafarge's Bennett Coder goes for a title against Braden Peterson. That's at 285. So lots to look forward to there, and especially the upper weights, some of our best representation for wrestlers in our immediate WRCO listening area. Henry Bray, anything that you'd like to bring us up to date?
No, I have pretty much called it earlier that the one weight class will be DeSoto win.
So you're spent after that. That was all of your ability then?
Well, you know, it's been fast and furious. I mean, it's been really, really tough to keep up with. But so far, you know what, with help of WrestleTrack and some of Bill's notes, it helps.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So right now we're in 144.
Uh-huh.
And we have a 138 class down at the other end, young man. We have well, maybe that's not it. So
no, that's
and the weights have been wrong all day. So
Andrew Hora of Hillsboro is in front of us in a wrestleback match. Looks like he has a lead on his opponent, Jet Bender of Royal. The battle of sophomores here in this weight class.
Yeah, a while ago we had a 133-pound weight class I've never seen before. So
yeah, they've added some numbers there from time to time. They were halfway in between one of the weight classes there for a little bit, it looked like.
Yes, yep.
The lead now belongs to Royal, Jet Bender. 8-1, he takes the lead over Andrew Hora of Hillsboro in the wrestleback match.
Okay, got some team scores here if you're going to update
yeah,
them.
Bring us up to
Team scores from Scenic Ridge and Rivers Conference of this year is DeSoto's out in front with 175 points. With Royal Waniwak Bill down at 147.5, followed by Ithaca Weston at 110. So good showing for them. Kickapoo Lafarge showing at 60, along with North Crawford Seneca there as well, 60. Right behind them is Brookwood with 58. Caston coming in seventh with 49.5 points. Peck Argyle is in eighth place at 46 points. Hillsboro is at ninth with 39. And River Ridge Castle's at 30.5. And round up the bottom is New Lisbon with 18 points.
So. All right. Sounds good. Thank you, Hank.
So,
it's a two-horse race right now.
It really is.
And I'm kind of surprised DeSoto has that big of a lead.
We both were talking about it earlier that I thought it would be really, really close between Royal and DeSoto. So
Royal will make up some points here in the upcoming round, that's for sure. But DeSoto has those upper weights.
Yes, they do.
They've got a real good opportunity to win this year. And represent. They're all together, but you know, you've kind of bragging rights for the Ridge and Valley if they can come through with a win. But Royal's got some nice wrestlers in the lower weights too that can score some points for them as well. So we're going to take a break for the news at noon here on WRCO Radio, and we'll let Caitlin bring us up to date, and then we'll be bringing it right back here this afternoon. Again, we'll be into the final round on our next report. At Royal, for Henry Bray, I'm Phil Mee, and this is Conference Tournament Saturday from WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center and WRCO.com.
WRCO 100.9. 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Judges dealt setbacks to some of Elon Musk's radical government reform plans, pausing leave for employees who accepted resignation offers, and also pausing the decision to place more than 2,000 USAID workers on leave. ABC's Selena Wang says another decision involves the nation's payment system.
A federal judge is temporarily restricting the access that Elon Musk's team has to Treasury Department data and payment systems, saying that this could cause irreparable harm and that it could also increase the likelihood of hacks and leaks.
There's been no comment from President Trump or Musk. Three Israeli hostages taken by Hamas October 7th were released today in exchange for dozens of Palestinian prisoners. But the International Committee of the Red Cross says in a statement that it's increasingly concerned about the conditions that surround release operations. More than 90 million Americans from the Dakota through the Northeast under winter weather alerts. This is ABC News. New York Governor Kathy Hochul announced that seven cases of bird flu have been discovered at live poultry markets in New York City. So those markets in the city and the surrounding counties have been ordered closed for at least 1 week. She says there's no risk to the general public. One of the January 6th